starter pack number 55.
I brought my photo album that, and I was a photographer. I took pictures of a lot of things. You know, I had a camera, and I have my photo album is so old. I had to figure a way to put straps around it to hold it together to bring it here, and then find something large enough to carry it in. It was been an experience even going through the photo album. My goodness. To relive all those days, and those were such good days. As young people, we spent a lot of time at Hallecky Brown. It was our go-to place for our teenage clubs, our creative arts, our camping experiences. We weren't ever in a position where we didn't know what we had to do, and we were always busy. I'm trying to think of the name of the director of our agency. Carden, Ms. Carden, head of the Hallecky Brown. I think she brought her ideas of community participation in here, and we certainly benefited from it. We had a basketball team, but I wasn't very athletic. There was a football team, and they used to go to McMurray Field. And parents gave me bought me a camera when I was about. Oh, I couldn't have been very old. Maybe I was in the ninth grade or something. And I took pictures of, I have a lot of pictures that I took when I was growing up. And that was the latest thing to have your own camera. And so I had a box camera. And then late, right after that, then my girlfriend got a little 127 camera. I had a 616 camera. That's what it was called. 616 box. The pictures were this large. Tall. And I think there must have been a movement going on at that time about red feather agencies. I don't really remember now, but I think that they had a movement of keeping young people active, and, well, we certainly did. Oh, and we had a streetcar. That was fun. And you know, and they dug up the tracks and they said, we have to go to buses now, right? Well, now they're getting rid of the buses, going back to streetcars again. You know, and I stayed in the neighborhood, and still, even though a lot of us are gone from the neighborhood, I still wish I had moved. Currently, I'm living northeast, but what I really miss is living here. This is my favorite place to live.